so late. You know I have to be at the hospital early on Tuesdays.
Late?
Just give me half a cup of coffee, huh?
Oh,
late. Oh, no, better forget it. I'll get something later. Goodbye. Honey, your clock is 55 minutes slow. Where's my watch 55 minutes fast?
Honey, let's start from the beginning. You go out again, come in, kiss me properly, and sit down and have a quiet.
No, honey, I got patients waiting at the clinic, and then my watch says 10 after 10. Now.
Is now 9:15 and 20 seconds. Beep.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning, dear. Honey, when are you going to get rid of that broken-down wristwatch?
I don't know.
Today it's 55 minutes fast. Saturday it was 45 minutes slow. Sunday it stopped altogether.
That was a day of rest, dear.
You spent more on repairs than the watch cost.
Well, in all fairness, wearing it into the Carter swimming pool last summer didn't help any.
Well, honey, it's just plain worn out, that's all. If you don't get one for yourself, I'm going to.
Well, the trouble is, honey, they're not making watches like they used to. I can remember one my father wore when I was a kid. A big gold pocket watch on a heavy gold chain. Wore it all the time, never needed repairs.
Whatever happened to it?
You're still wearing it.
Oh.
I can never forget the tick, tick, tick from inside his pocket. A beautiful thing.
Well, I have to go downtown shopping this week. I'll take a look.
Okay.
What time will you be home tonight, dear?
Oh, 5:30.
My time or your time?
Our time.
Mom? Dad?
No, what is it, Jeff?
I'd like to talk to you about my report card.
Oh.
I had a little trouble in history this month.
You had a little trouble with history last month.
This month it was worse. But I can't help it, Dad. I just can't remember the dates and the names of all those old guys.
May I see the card, please?
Oh, Jeff.
Now, Jeff, this is the worst report card you've ever had. How do you explain this?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Don't you care?
I have a feeling that basketball practice is interfering with homework.
Oh, I do my homework. It just doesn't come out so good. I'll do better next month, Dad, really.
Jeff, you know, we've talked about this before. Now, you want to get into a top college. How do you expect to do it with grades like this?
Well, now, dear, it isn't as though Jeff hasn't had A's and B's. We know that he can do better, and if he says he will, I'm sure that he will. Why don't you sign it so that he can do his homework?
Oh. Now, Jeff, you know, you just can't goof off. Competition is tough these days, and the guy who's second best is in trouble. Now, you remember that.
Okay.
All right.
Good morning.
Could I interest you in something?
Well, the watch you just put in the window. May I see it?
It's expensive, ma'am.
Oh? How expensive?
Well, we'd better have a look at it first. For your father?
No, my husband.
Oh? Well, what does he do?
He's a doctor.
A doctor? Well, now. How about a fine set of surgeon's tools?
No, thank you. I just...
I'll give you a deal, ma'am. They're stainless steel.
Well, I'm sure they are, but I just wanted to see them.
Only used once. The fella did one operation, and then he decided he was not cut out for it.
Please, just the watch.
Just the watch. Yes, ma'am. Beauty, ain't it? Listen to it tick. That's a watch. They don't make watches like that anymore. It keeps time to the second.
Oh, I think he might like this very much. What's the price?
$60.
Oh, my. That is expensive, isn't it?
Oh, but it's handmade, ma'am. Do you know anybody would sit down and make one for $60?
Well, I'm sure it's worth it. It's just more than I planned on paying for a second-hand watch.
And what did you plan to pay?
Under $50.
There's $40 worth of gold in the case and chain alone.
Well, I'll think about it. I really had a wristwatch in mind. Thanks, anyway.
Give me $49.
45?
You said under 50, ma'am. I bought it this morning. I figure a small profit on a quick turnover is better than sitting with it.
I'll take it.
You're an angel.
Oh, thank you.
Where did you find it? You know, this is exactly like the one my dad wore. Exactly.
Really? Well, I was walking by a pawn shop, and they were just putting it in the window.
Listen to that tick. Now, this is a watch.
May I see it, Dad?
Yeah. Be careful now.
Oh, boy, the weight of this thing. That chain. Hey, you know, you could use this thing as a weapon.
Weapon?
Well, yeah, I read in a book once where this guy was being held up and the crook asked him for his watch. So he swung it around the chain, hit him on the head, and knocked him cold.
Dad, may I see it, please? Oh, it really is gorgeous. The gold is so smooth and mellow. The
pawnbroker said it was over 50 years old.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mother, you know, if you took the machinery out, you could make this into a beautiful compact.
Compact? How about these two? One wants to slug somebody with it, the other wants to fill it with powder.
Honey, they're just teasing. Now, how are you going to wear this? You ought to have a vest, you know.
Mm-hmm. I can just put it in my watch pocket and attach the end of the chain to my belt hook, like so.
It definitely gives you an air. Oh. Definitely.
I'm not going to spoil the fun by asking you how much you paid for
it. Oh, no, please don't.
Hey, Dad, let's take a look at the works.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, honey. Let's see the back of it. I can't hurt it. I love the inside of the watch, isn't it?
Please, Daddy.
Oh.
Now remember, everybody, no rusty breathing.
Hey, Dad, is that the balance wheel going?
Yeah. You know, I can remember my dad saying that wheel moves as fast as the wheel of a locomotive going a mile a minute.
Wow. Really? Mm.
Daddy, what's that writing?
Writing? Where?
Right there.
Here? Oh, there's something engraved on the back here. John Babcock, 1892. To my son, Curtis Babcock, June 14, 1935. I'm graduating Harvard University, magna cum laude. May the future be ever untarnished as this gold watch. Wonder whatever happened to Curtis Babcock?
Magna cum laude. At Harvard.
Well, with all that education, why would he need the money?
A lot of things can happen to a man in 25 years, Jeff.
Wonder what?
How do you know the man is still alive? Maybe he left it to somebody and they sold it.
Maybe somebody stole it.
Oh, no, Jeff. Those pawnbrokers have to be awfully careful. You know, they report everything they take in to the police.
Mm. Oh, I don't think we'll take any chances, dear. I'll take this down tomorrow morning and find out who sold it to the pawnbroker.
Mother, yes. You better be careful. Do you know you could be arrested for accepting stolen merchandise?
Well, hey, how about that? I'd be the first kid in school whose mother was a fence.
It was Mr. Babcock who sold me the watch. And we always asked for identification. He had an old driver's license and a card from the Harvard Alumni Association.
Well, now, isn't it possible that a wallet and cards could have been stolen along with the watch?
Well, it's possible, ma'am. But this fella was not a thief. After 45 years in this business, you get to know a little about people, and he was not a thief.
Do you remember what he looked like?
Well, he had that hopeless look. Not that anyone looks gay when selling their watch. He was about 50, well-mannered, soft-spoken, and he wore an old suit. Very old. You know, ma'am, in this business you can't afford to get sentimental. But I gave him $35 for the watch. He would have taken 20.
Didn't he even leave a local address?
He didn't have one. Oh, don't worry, ma'am. He'll not go hungry. For a while, anyway. And besides, your husband has got himself a fine watch.
I know, but you hate to think of anyone who started out so well.
I'll tell you something else, ma'am. Anytime you want your money back...
Oh, I'll never want the money back. Unless it's from Mr. Babcock.
There's no chance of that. He's too far down the road. That guy never comes back.
Dr. Stone. Mr. Logan? I'm sorry. I don't think I can... Oh, the pawnbroker.
Mrs. Stone asked me the other day if I knew where Mr. Babcock is staying. Well, I saw him looking in my window a while ago, so I called him in. Yeah, he's found a place to stay. Do you still want the address?
Oh, yes, we'd very much like to have it.
436 Western Street.
436 Western Street. Thank you very much, Mr. Logan. Goodbye. It's a very beautiful watch.
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you have it. I sold it, you bought it legitimately, and perhaps one day I'll ask you if I can buy it back.
Well, when that day comes, just let me know.
Well, you're very considerate. However, I think it unlikely. I suppose you wondered about the inscription inside.
Well, I could hardly avoid noticing it.
I should have had it rubbed out.
Well, I don't mind its being there. Is that a manuscript?
Oh, I wouldn't dignify it by that description.
Are you a writer?
Well, I write. I've been putting down some experiences I've had while tramping around the world. Oh. I doubt if they'll mean anything to anyone but myself.
Well, I think it should be very interesting.
No. Things are interesting only when they happen to interesting people.
Well, I have to be getting back to my office. How long do you expect to be in town?
Oh, 15 minutes, 15 days. Packing's not one of my problems.
Oh, why don't you have dinner with us tonight?
Really, Doctor, I'm afraid I must decline.
It'll just be Mrs. Stone and our two children.
No, thank you, Doctor.
My wife's a great cook.
Doctor, it's silly for a man in my position to affect pretense. There's nothing I'd like more than to dine with you and your family tonight. Well, really, Doctor, look at me.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter. Say, wait a minute. What size do you wear?
Doctor, in my society, we fit ourselves to the wardrobe.
Well, I have a suit that would fit you perfectly. I don't wear it anymore, and...
Now, really, Doctor, it's...
I'll pick you up at 5:30. Or would you prefer 6?
Doctor, you name the time. You have the watch.
Would you care for some?
Oh, no, thanks very much. Doctor?
No, thank you.
My husband tells me that you've done a lot of traveling, Mr. Babcock.
Everywhere, nowhere.
Ever been to Hong Kong?
Yes, I've been there.
Ever been to Australia?
Well, that's a pretty big place to miss. Yes, I've been there, too.
You know, on the back of your watch, it says that you graduated magna cum laude from Harvard. In what?
Now, Jeff, I think
that's all right. My father wanted me to be a lawyer.
Oh, was your father a lawyer?
Yes, and later a judge. That was the plan he had for me. He used to say, you're entering a highly competitive world, and you've got to be prepared. Well, that isn't what I wanted, so I resented it, and the day I graduated, I hopped a freighter bound for South America, and, well, I've been traveling ever since.
Well, what was it that you really wanted to study?
Ornithology. I've always been fascinated by birds, their mating habits, their migrations, and...
Why didn't you tell your dad?
Well, Jeff, you didn't tell my dad anything. He told you. He wanted me to be a lawyer, and that was that.
Well, weren't you sore?
Yes, I was sore. But, you know, Jeff, I don't resent my father anymore. Well, we've talked enough about me. How are you doing in school?
Oh, well.
At the moment, Jeff is working a little below his potential, but we've had a little talk about it, and everything's going to be all right, I'm sure.
Well, that is the best thing, talk about it. What do you want to be? What do you want to do?
Well, I haven't made up my mind yet.
Naturally, I'd like to see him go into medicine, but I'm not closing my mind to anything else he might consider.
We think that should be Jeff's choice. As a matter of fact, as far as Alex and I are concerned, he can even study birds if he wants to, right, dear?
Birds. The day I saw my first howitzen.
What?
A howitzen. A howitzen is a storybook bird. It's found in British Guiana. It's about the size of an ordinary hen, and it's short on feathers and on flight, and it has astonishing vestigial characteristics of its prehistoric ancestors, which were reptiles. It's also wonderfully aquatic. It dives in the water and swims beautifully underwater. And the most astonishing thing about it, actually, is that it has a sort of prehensile thumb or finger at its elbow, where the wings bend. And it uses these to climb. You can be traveling up a creek or a river in a dugout or a canoe, and you think you're being absolutely silent. And there'd be five or six howitzens on a branch up there, and as if they had some prearranged quiet signal, they'd dive into the water and they'd disappear.
How do you spell that? Are you sure you don't want me to drive you back?
No, thanks. I enjoy walking. It's a beautiful night here.
Well, we enjoyed hearing all of your stories, and we hope we'll see you again soon.
Then keep at that manuscript. Ought to be quite a story.
We'll see. This has been a wonderful evening for me. You know, the Chinese never thank their hosts for their kindness and their generosity. It's considered bad form. For these are qualities that are natural to good people. So I'll just say good night.
Good night, Mr. Babcock.
Good night, Mr. Babcock. Sure is a swell guy, isn't he?
Sure is. It's the pity of it.
He seems so lonely. Doesn't he have anyone?
Apparently not. And that's the greatest pity of all. You know, a person can stand any kind of failure or defeat if he has someone close by who really cares.
I think I'll study before I go to bed.
I think I'm losing the battle of insects. Oh. There must be something in this spray they like.
Live and let live.
Mom, Dad, will you hear this? Oh, I have got the greatest news.
Lightning must have struck his history teacher.
Oh, feast your ever-loving eyes on this.
Oh, Jeff, an A in history.
I would say that's an improvement over last month, wouldn't you?
I would say so. Congratulations.
Proud of you.
Hey, Mom, can I shoot some baskets before I do my homework?
Yes, but change out of your clean clothes, huh?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what do you think of my son?
Oh, I suppose when he's flunking, he's my son. Well, who could that be?
Were you expecting someone?
No.
Well, Mrs. Stone, Mr. Babcock.
Doctor, how are you?
Well, what in the world happened to you?
Well, just about everything, I guess.
It's a beautiful car.
Oh, yes.
Well... The night I came to dinner, it's hard to explain. I went home, I tore into the manuscript, I rewrote it, and later I sent it to a publisher. He liked it, and he sent me an advance.
Well, how exciting.
And on top of that, a movie studio bought it and gave me $50,000.
No.
Fantastic.
Oh,
absolutely fantastic.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Well, you know, it really was you people who gave me the incentive. I would have thrown that whole pile of papers into the wastebasket. I know it.
Oh.
I'm sure this is just the beginning.
I'm going to San Francisco. I'm going to drive. And I'm going to take a boat. I want to try another book, and I don't know, I think Tahiti's the place to do it.
Oh, Tahiti.
So,
Mr. Babcock, how would you like to buy a fine old watch?
Would you mind very much?
I can't think of any other place the watch would rather be.
Will you take $75 for it?
Sorry, not a cent over 49.
You drive a hard bargain, Doctor. 220's a 10. Right. Oh, you owe me a buck. Oh, thank you.
There we are.
So, well, Doctor, that leaves you without a clock. Why don't you try this?
Oh, you shouldn't.
No. Go ahead, see how it works.
Thank you, Mr. Babcock.
Thank you, Doctor. So, well, that's goodbye until we meet again.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Babcock. Good luck.
Bye. Good luck.
Driveway?
Just someone passing through town.
I see.
We've got a problem. How do we explain this to Jeff?
Never mind Jeff, just explain it to me.
Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.